95.7 The Hog. Hey, it's the Morning Hog. I'm Riggs. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Let me check my watch. Yep. Time for a Morning Hog brew review. That's Josh from SR Perot right there. Yeah. Yes. Oh, wait. Hey, Josh. Who's your special friend that I know already?
I was going to say, we got Jay from Turkey Run.
Jay from Turkey Run. All right.
Oh,
my God. It is Turkey Run time, isn't it, man?
Yes, it is.
I mean, I knew this was coming. I have a calendar. And yet, each year, I like to make it a surprise for myself because it's a... As I call it, it's wallet dumping weekend.
There you go.
Because I got to go out and buy a lot of stuff at the Turkey Run. And of course, part of the Turkey Run, beverages, right?
That's right. Hops and Hoods Beer Festival.
Hops and Hoods.
Actually, you just call it Hops and Hoods Beverage Festival at this point.
Yeah.
We got a lot of options out
okay,
there.
Okay, good.
That's, actually, I got some stuff that's pretty interesting.
Oh, really? Today. Okay. Yeah, I don't recognize those as beers, so we got a little something special.
Because they're not.
Good. Good. This is good. Well, we can talk about these amazing opportunities over the next several days, which starts Thanksgiving Day, right?
That's correct, yeah, the 23rd, Thanksgiving Day. Well, the turkey's cooking, come out, hang out with us, or eat your turkey and come out and hang out with us later, but we'd love to have you.
Heck yeah.
I feel like it's a good use of time, too, because a lot of times once you get that first, if you're doing that early meal, and then you're like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
What if I don't like football? I got to have something to do. Hops and Hoods. On Saturday,
right?
But you can just go look at some great cars and parts and more, right?
Absolutely. It's our 50th. So this is the 50th Daytona Turkey Run.
Congratulations.
We're so excited, and it's going to be a great show. Starts Thanksgiving Day and goes all weekend. So
50th.
Yeah.
Is there something special you're putting, like, is there going to be like confetti cannons going off every hour?
You know,
no, that'd make a mess. Never mind.
Exactly. No, we got some fun things happening. We brought, doing some fan favorites. We've got the original 1966 Batcopter, Batmobile, and Batbike used
really?
In the movie.
All right.
Appearances by Batman throughout the weekend. We've got Bad Chad and Jolene going to be there.
Okay.
Pro Street Alley's got the Martins are coming back to hang out again in
really?
Pro Street Alley. So it's just going to be a huge party. And, of course, the capper of them all, the Hops and Hoods Beer Festival, or Beverage Festival.
Beverage yeah. Festival.
With
That's
our
right.
partners, SR Parade.
That's right.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
No, that's killer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great, if nothing else, it's a hiatus between doing some shopping and looking for parts or whatever
sure.
you need to upgrade your ride. Or maybe just gifts for the holidays, too.
Sure.
That's what I find that I've been told that I have to buy stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Go find it, seek it out, go to all those vendors. Yeah. So some of the beverages we'll enjoy are what?
So I brought some brand new stuff that's going to be out there.
Debuts.
What is that?
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah. So Red Stripe.
Oh.
Known for the beer, right?
Oh, okay.
Well, everybody's doing these canned cocktails, these RTDs, ready to drink canned cocktails.
Okay.
With real spirits in them. So Red Stripe's like, we got to step in that game, right? So they're doing these rum cocktails. And the first one we're going to do is the rum mojito.
Okay. Really?
Got you right there, buddy.
Okay. Rum mojito. It was so clear, I thought it was empty. I thought Josh handed me an, he handed me an empty cup. It's not empty at all.
So these are 5.9% alcohol.
Got the mint on the front right there.
Oh, yeah.
Made with real Caribbean rum.
Mm.
That's good stuff.
Oh, that's dangerously tasty. You could drink that fast.
Oh, that's really good. So typically, like, mojitos aren't my thing because mint, I think, should kind of stay in your toothpaste for the
most
part.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
But this is super subtle on that mint. You can taste the lime in there. The rum's nice. 5.9.
Yeah.
It's pretty solid, man.
I look at it this way, too. Like, a lot of times I'll be have gum going. I'm chewing some gum
or whatever,
and I'll end up having a beer or whatever, and it kind of messes up the flavor or whatever. Here, if you got some mint gum going already, you're good. You're fine. Just spit it in there and go.
Ready to go.
Mm. Nice.
No, it's very tasty, very smooth, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very manageable alcohol content, so you can still do a lot of shopping at the Turkey Run.
Yeah,
you got plenty of time. It's a long
day. They're
coming
in 4-packs, and they're 12-ounce cans. So,
okay.
Nice.
You know, these are brand new to the market, so they're going to be a little difficult to find right now as far as distribution is concerned.
Okay.
But you could always check out our website, you know.
He's talking about srprot.com/beerfinder right there. That's what he's saying. That's easy to find. I mean, you type it in your computer or whatever. All right. Now, we're about to try another Red Stripe flavor. What
right.
is this?
So this is their other flavor. This is their rum punch, which just seems like a no-brainer, right?
Yes. I've had this in college. I had this out of a trash can. This is going to be way better.
I think
it
was like a hunch punch.
Yeah.
That
oh, yeah. That's right. Exactly. That was what it was called. Yeah. There's a lot of paper floating in it. This will be way better.
Paper.
Look at that. I mean.
So again, 5.9% alcohol, real rum. This one's going to have some a little bit of mango, pineapple. I haven't tried any of these.
I feel like I just got off a boat on an island and I'm having a good time and I'm probably wearing pants. Probably.
Aye, brother.
Yeah, you too. Right.
Mm.
Incredibly
that's
good.
That's good right there.
Yeah, this would be something you want to kind of grab and then go do some walking around the Speedway. work that card, 100%. Get that cardio working a little bit.
There you go.
You got a lot of space. Now, the turkey run layout is, I mean, you got a lot of space, but you fill it up. Somehow you fill it all up.
Yeah, oh, well over 100 acres.
Yeah.
And that includes a 33-acre lake that I haven't figured out how to use yet, but we will at some point.
Here's an idea. You. Floating bars. Just saying.
That's
just
coming. That's coming.
Probably a danger element there. It's probably not
safe. When Parrot gets some, hire some captains, man. We're all about it. Party barge in the lake.
I'll jump in for that one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You know, just for the turkey run, it feels like.
But yeah, there's a reason it's a four-day show, because it takes about 4 days to see the entire thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's frustrating for people who are doing their first one to know. So we're giving you advice right now.
Yeah.
Plan multiple days. You can't do it all in one day. And even if you're just shopping randomly or just looking at stuff, you still need more days. But if you're going specific areas, tell them some of the highlights of spots around the speedway.
You have the massive swap meet. I mean, this is over a mile of swap meet vendors. And then 7,000 cars plus for show and sale.
Woo.
60, 70 food vendors, about 40 or 50 craft vendors, and then we make it a point to make sure you don't have to walk too far to enjoy some SR Parrot.
That's right.
Stuff. So we have multiple bars around the location. We have one huge bar we actually put up with TVs. If you are a football fan, you can sit there and take a break and watch some TV. But we have drink stations located all over the place. But it's just absolutely mammoth, and like I said, there's a reason it's a four-day show.
Can you put up like a tent? And stay all 4 days inside. Because that sounds like
bring your own.
To leave.
It's not a bad idea.
So much to do with so many things. You know, why leave?
Yeah, really. Bring, get your tickets. Bring a sleeping bag and just enjoy. Why miss the turkey run?
Right.
When you can do both at the same time. You can watch your football. You can turkey run. You can enjoy Hops and Hoods. You have a sandwich, probably.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot
great
of good
food.
As you mentioned, a lot of good food. You got more drinks coming up, right?
Yeah. You want to take a quick break?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Let me go collect myself. More coming up. Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.